Speaker 1.
All of her books are really well researched, and they're full of amazing details about what daily life used to be like. So you learn a lot about that period. It's extremely imaginative. The characters are very realistic, and as the title suggests, there's a murder mystery too. This is the 7th one of hers I've read, and I can't wait to get my hands on another.
Speaker 2.
I found the book fascinating, but at the same time it's more than a little depressing. We're so dependent on these creatures. The writers consider the planet's future, suggesting what might happen if they died out completely. It's a really scary possibility, actually, because their disappearance would affect the food chain dramatically. In only 4 years, apparently.
Speaker 3.
I don't normally read lengthy books of this kind, but I'd enjoyed several of his novels, so I was interested to find out more about the man himself. It's certainly comprehensive and thoroughly researched, but I have to admit I found it a little hard-going in places. The writer's own account of his experiences is so much more colourful. Still, it's worth keeping on the shelves to revisit one day.
Speaker 4.
A friend lent me the first book written by this author, which I enjoyed, but this one is loads better. It's the same character from the previous story, but he's a lot more developed somehow. It's set a few centuries ahead of now, and the vision of how a society so different to ours might operate is really powerful. I got completely carried along with the storyline, and the dialogue is fantastic too. Yes, a great read.
Speaker 5.
Once I started it, I just couldn't put it down. The plot is quite complicated, and it moves along at a really fast pace. What I like best about it is the two main characters. They have such different personalities. The private investigator himself is quite jokey and upbeat, while his business partner is a rather mysterious figure. He's an ex-police officer who says very little, but is always there to provide backup when things get tough. This is the 9th title in the series, but I haven't read them all yet.